Sinaloa cartel kingpin El Mayo sentenced in U.S. to life in prison. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on July 20, 2026. The maximum leader of Mexico's most powerful drug cartel, the terrorist organization known as the Sinaloa cartel, will spend the rest of his life in prison. The kingpin and his organization are linked directly to the ongoing fentanyl crisis that has been plaguing the United States. On Monday morning, Ismael El Mayo Zambada went before U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan, who handed down a life sentence. The sentence was anticipated ahead of time following his August 2025 guilty plea, where the Mexican drug lord admitted to multiple drug trafficking conspiracy charges linked to his role as one of the founders and top leaders of the Sinaloa cartel. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, the Sinaloa cartel is responsible for moving tons of cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl into the United States. Additionally, the criminal organization has a long history of extreme violence being directly linked to numerous murders, mass killings, forced disappearances, and other high-level crimes. As Breitbart Texas has reported, Zambada's arrest sparked a political storm and a fierce turf war that split the Sinaloa cartel in two. During the summer of 2024, members of the Los Chapitos faction of the Sinaloa cartel called a meeting with El Mayo and some high-level politicians only to kidnap the drug lord and fly him to the United States and turn him over to authorities. The operation fueled tensions between the United States and Mexico. Since the start of the Trump administration, the U.S. government has been pressuring Mexico to fight drug cartels. Earlier this year, tensions between the two countries escalated when the U.S. Department of Justice criminally indicted the current governor of Sinaloa, Ruben Rocamoya, and nine of his closest allies for allegedly working with the Sinaloa cartel. Rather than assist the U.S. with arrests and extradition, Sheinbaum has publicly defended Rocamoya, claiming that there is no proof of wrongdoing against the politician. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.